It's time for Balanced Living, the health-based teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of the new book, Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and Renewed Spirit. Her book and these weekly podcasts are designed to instruct you in the healthy maintenance of the body God has given you. And now, get ready to learn from Kay Spears and her insights into balanced living.
And a good day to you. Welcome to yet another edition of Balanced Living, featuring certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of the new book. It's called Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and a Renewed Spirit. Kay is also one of the counselors that you will meet with at Balanced Health Healing Center in San Antonio. Kay also has her master's degree in science and nutrition. Kay, again, good day to you.
Good day, Scott.
Well, Kay, we have recently been discussing nutrition, and that is because that is the very first step in your book, Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and a Renewed Spirit. And in these most recent podcasts, we've been looking at proteins and carbohydrates. We've been talking about energy that people need to get through their days. And I think it brings up an interesting topic, something that's very timely for this particular period of our lives. And that is the fact that it seems like every food company has come out with some sort of a health, what they're promoting is a health energy drink. You can't go into the store now and look down the drink aisle and see all of these different so-called health drinks, energy drinks, and I know you feel very strongly about this. Let me ask you this. I was driving down the highway recently, and I heard a professional athlete doing a commercial for the so-called 5-hour energy shots. And he was explaining that this is what gives him endurance and performance all day long. Can you tell our audience, are these drinks effective? Is it something that they should really be consuming?
Absolutely not. And, you know, you bring up a very good point. I just want to add the children that are drinking these energy drinks, that the Monster, and you mentioned the 5-hour energy drink and the Red Bull, and now they're having issues in school and they're not able to focus, and, you know, they've even had some deaths because of it. And really it comes down to balance. You know, they're not good for us. They're overstimulating the body. They have caffeine, they have aspartame, they have all these, you know, they claim that they have B vitamins in them, but the vitamins they're using are low-grade vitamins, so they're not even the proper form. So it's all synthetic, and it's just a bunch of junk. I call it junk in a can.
Isn't it amazing how the food companies can basically promote anything to make it sound healthy?
Yes.
It really is a lesson in terms of just capitalism and, I think, using information in somewhat of a deceptive way, because, again, people are being told these drinks are actually good for them. And I think what's really scary is the fact a lot of people are replacing water that they should be consuming during the day for these drinks.
Absolutely. Yes, they are. And there's no balance. And the reason why we need these drinks to begin with is because we're tired. You know, we have all this technology, which we've talked about and I talk about in my book. Everybody stays up late, and even the kids, you know, they say they're going to bed, but then, you know, you walk in and they've got their little canopy set up on the bed with their little light, and they're playing their video games, and so they're not sleeping at night, and so they stop on the way to school and pump themselves up with a bunch of energy drinks, and of course they didn't have breakfast, and then they're going to school and having all kinds of issues at school. So it's definitely not the way to go and needs to be addressed.
I know there's been a movement in some states to actually start pulling a lot of these drinks from vending machines and so forth at the schools. Is that something that you've heard of? And it just, again, seems so sensible to me that what we need to get kids back drinking again is water. Now, Kay, obviously people are consuming these drinks in mass quantities because they feel like they need energy.
Right.
And they're lacking energy. They're feeling lethargic during the course of the day. They have no ambition anymore. Can you discuss a little bit of that? What's the healthy way to actually, you know, instill energy in people and not do it artificially as these drinks would do it?
Well, number one, we need to turn off the technology, get it out of our bedrooms, turn off the TVs, don't have our iPads, don't have our phones, even make sure your clock is turned the other way if it has a light shining in your face. We need to be limiting the time that kids can spend on video games, pulling it from them, making sure they're not taking them to bed at night and their cell phones, and that they're not up all night chatting with their friends. And that's number one, is sleep. We need to be getting proper sleep. Also diet, eating, you know, breakfast in the morning, protein, making sure it's a balanced diet and they're getting fruits and vegetables. It's going to keep their blood sugar stable. And then not overcommitting our kids. We don't have to keep up with our neighbors. They don't have to be in soccer and baseball and piano and gymnastics and, you know, letting our kids play a little bit and keeping balance in their lives. I'm seeing a big population with kids right now that are so out of balance in every way because they're just in too many sports and their parents are overcommitting them into sports and activities.
Yeah, it's interesting. I know that at some point we're going to be talking about sleep, because sleep is one of the seven steps you speak of in your book. So all of this technology, which is keeping kids awake till all hours of the night, young people, kids, even adults are suffering from sleep deprivation. And so they're consuming these artificial drinks and things to compensate for that. How destructive a lifestyle is that?
It's very destructive. And that's the number one complaint when people come into my office, and not just adults, kids. You know, what is your primary complaint? What's going on? Well, I'm tired, I'm sleepy, and I do all these lab tests on them, and everything's coming back off balance because they're off balance. Their food, where you start, number one, in the gut, our gut health is off balance. And, you know, kids are getting on antidepressants and Ambien for sleep, and that's just not the way to go. We got to get the lifestyle balanced out, and we've got to get the sleep, and we've got to get more balance in our lives and our kids' lives, and learn how to say no.
You know, we live in a instant pudding society, and something like this 5-hour energy product, which I see sold everywhere. You can go in almost any type of store, home improvement, grocery stores, drug stores, wherever you go, it's always at the cash register. And that seems to me that, you know, that's the kind of product society leans towards today, something that's instantaneous, something that's inexpensive, something they think will actually give them that very quick boost of energy because they haven't slept the night before, they had very poor breakfast in the morning, and thinking, yes, that this will heal everything. Which
did you hear, not to interrupt you, but did you hear about the gum? They were trying to come out with the energy gum,
chewing gum.
What will we think of next, right? Let's just get back to the basics, and let's get our lives in balance, and our diet and our nutrition in balance, and our sleep in balance. And wow, all those companies will go out of business.
Well, Kay, I know we could talk about this subject endlessly, and we'll have to get back to this because it really is fascinating. Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have right now. If you would like more information about certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears and her book, Balanced Living, go to www.kayspears.com, or you can call Kay at area code 210-764-2121. And join us again next time for yet another edition of Balanced Living.
You have been listening to Balanced Living with author and certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay invites you to visit her website at www.kayspears.com. Kay's goal is to help you achieve balanced living so that you can fulfill God's purpose for your life. Be sure to join Kay Spears again next time as she shares her insights about balanced living.